Special guest who just popped in to our Collingwood studio. In fact, he lives most of the week next door, and that is Dave Loopstra, the publisher from On the Bay magazine. Our amazing lifestyle magazine, which hits tens of thousands of households here and businesses all throughout the Southern Georgian Bay area. And we just released the summer 2023 edition, which has hit the stands. And here to tell us all about this new issue is Dave. Welcome to our show. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always great to be here.
All right. Tell us a little bit about this new issue. So exciting. Is there a theme? I notice a lot of water all throughout.
True. Yes. A lot of water. Our summer issue is always, you know, well, I mean, each edition of On the Bay is, we try to create, you know, varied content, you know, lots of compelling content. In this issue, we noticed in our region, there are, it's a lifestyle region. It's a healthy area. What we find is, you know, people that live here are invested in their health.
Right.
And a lot of our, we're heavy hitting, our readership demographic. We're heavy hitting with the ages between 50 and 70. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to highlight those individuals who are what we would call Zoomers,
right,
in that age category, who are living their best lives, and also feeling good every day. And we wanted to get to the bottom of, you know, what's driving these people. Mm-hmm. And so we identified, you know, five or six. I mean, we had, you know, so many to choose from, but we identified five or six people who we thought really had a special story to tell. And we featured them in this issue, and talked to them about what they do that keeps them young, forever young. And so on our cover there, that's Matt Bartle,
right,
local, sort of bit of a local legend. He's on his kite board, and he's a kite surfer. He goes down Dominican in the winters, but he kiteboards on Southern Georgian Bay all summer. And he's a gentleman in his late 50s, early 60s.
Yep.
Living his best life.
Staying young at heart, very important. And you have many of these local athletes, and you've captured some incredible photography, stunning photography of them in action. There's a sailor I saw who has that interesting quote. I think his name is Adrian.
That's right.
Where, you know, he says, so many people have hiked Mount Everest, but much less have sailed solo along our beautiful Great Lakes.
Right.
So much great opportunity here to sail.
Right, he's quite a story. I mean, there's a gentleman in his mid 60s, and really, you know, an impressive physique, but also just a really impressive individual. You know, he tells me stories about being out in the middle of Georgian Bay in the middle of the night, and all alone. You know,
wow.
and sailing, you know, in that massive body of water. But he's also sailed the other Great Lakes and does it solo.
Amazing.
And so,
all right, let's push some hot buttons here. Your magazine has done quite a job in covering some contentious issues as well. Why don't we hit some of those?
Sure. I mean, here at On the Bay, I mean, we have this privilege of being able to cover important environmental issues.
Right.
We have, you know, we've created a legacy that we're the go-to magazine for investigative journalism.
Yep.
And our readers expect that from us. They expect us to deliver unbiased, you know, truthful content that's unbiased by our advertisers. And
yes,
each issue we endeavor to cover at least one story that really affects our readers here, and to get to the bottom of it. And in this case, we decided to cover the proposal by TC Energy, which is one of Canada's largest energy companies,
right,
multi-billion dollar corporation. Their plans to build what we call a pumped storage electricity
facility
storing,
right,
facility on the shores of Georgian Bay.
In Meaford.
Right. That's right. Yeah, which is in our readership in our readership area. So essentially they would build a 300-acre reservoir on top of the escarpment, pump water up from Georgian Bay during the evening when electricity prices are low, and then let that water out from the reservoir back into Georgian Bay during the day when electricity prices are high, and capitalize on that differential between electricity pricing. And so we wanted to just get to the bottom of that. A lot of people are concerned about it. Other people say it's great. Other people say we need to store electricity. Other people say it's a good, you know, good for our economic growth in our region. And other people are concerned about the impact to the ecology here. So our chief of content, Roger Klein, took on this story and did an excellent job and really answered some key questions. And it's what we find and what we want to promote is awareness. We want to promote dialogue, we want to promote discussion. And that's our job as a media outlet is to, and we feel that that makes the region a better place when people are engaged in and have the facts.
Right, right. And you make it fair. You allow people to share their voice. You have on page 28, quite an extensive reader mail segment where you allow people to write in and allow them to share their thoughts. And I can imagine from your standpoint, there is a balancing act here. You have the advertisers you have to please, right? And some of them have million-dollar PR budgets. But at the same time, you invite those local environmental groups to also have their share, their voice.
That's right. I mean, one thing that our advertisers look to is an engaged readership. And certainly On the Bay has very engaged readership. And that's why we get so much reader mail. Well, we dedicate two pages each issue to letters to the editor. So our readers, they are engaged. They care about issues. But then at the same time, we want to create value for our advertisers. So we ensure that our magazine gets into the right hands of the right people, a desirable demographic, people who are decision makers, people who are influential in the region, people who have disposable income. But these people are also engaged in the community.
Right.
So the content within our pages, whether it's controversial or whether it is compelling, I mean, certainly always compelling, but at any rate, it engages our readers to continue the dialogue with us.
Most important, keep that dialogue going. Yes, the secret to any relationship, marriage, absolutely. Now, other little hot buttons that you're pushing here for our active folk out there. I know there's a closure of a mountain biking trail, Pretty River Provincial Park.
True, we had
a big one.
We had a lot of reader mail to talk about this. This is, in our region, mountain biking is a very popular sport. And up on top of the escarpment, we have one of the best mountain, some would say the best mountain biking area in all of Ontario, in Pretty River Provincial Park. The park had closed some trails due to ecological sensitivities there, and that created a bit of an uproar, especially from our community and people who are saying that we need more access to nature, not less. I mean, a lot of people, so many people in this region live here for the lifestyle. They right. live here for the access to nature. And we think it's important to promote the preservation of natural places, but then also to grant access to it. And we notice it here. We hear a lot from a lot of our readers talking about, crowded parking zones, overcrowding of trails. And so when we do have a natural area, it's important to ensure that there is access to it.
Absolutely. And, I've been speaking with Dave Loopstraw, the publisher of On the Bay magazine, our wonderful lifestyle magazine up here in the Southern Georgian Bay. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Be sure to get your latest issue, the summer 2023 issue, with some incredible articles. Covering some of these issues we talked about, also nautical fashion in there, indigenous cuisine. I love that article. Absolutely out of this world. Indigenous cuisine, beautiful Porsches gracing our roads here, and more. So get your copy.